In our RadioSt.Pete.com spotlight today, the work of the Gulf Coast JFCS, who want you to know about the Great Gulf Coast Jewelry Heist, coming up on May 9th at the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art. Our guest on the program today is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Gulf Coast JFCS, Dr. Sandra Bram.
Our organization, Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Services, began in 1960, providing primarily counseling services at that time to Jewish families. And as the organization began to expand, it incorporated in 1974. And at that time, we began to provide services to the full community, not just Jewish families. Mm-hmm. Over the years, as a result of our growth and capacity, we have grown so much that we are currently impacting about 30,000 individuals in across more than 40 Florida counties.
Wow.
And we are supporting families, perhaps 90%+ of them are not Jewish. So we still retain our mission to support Jewish families as the needs arise. The bulk of our work is with non-Jewish families. Mm-hmm. And so we do that across six different areas, primarily children's services, which encompass programs such as case management for more than three children in the foster care system. Also, programs to support parenting and grandparents who are caring for foster children. Mm-hmm. We also support programs in the area of behavioral and mental health. We have a host of areas in that category, including residential facilities that support individuals who have co-occurring disorders. They may have some mental or behavioral health issue along with some drug addiction, or they are coming off of other issues with the court and may need to be assessed for competency to stand trial.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some residential facilities in Pasco County, as well as down in Broward, that's working with adults with mental illness. And also in that area, we have a great program that I really like called Alternative Family. And that program supports about 180 adults, placing them in basically adult foster homes where they are able to live as a member of the family. And they're independent. But we support a host of homes throughout the state of Florida. Then we also have, of course, Jewish Family Services. And the largest program there is our Holocaust Survivor Program, and we support some 257 Holocaust survivors in that program right here in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a small food bank that's primarily open to program clients from the various areas who need support.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a youth mentoring program.
Wow.
Out of that.
I'm curious, how do you, or is there a process for coordinating with other organizations that are trying to support families one way or another? How do you communicate with other groups to find out how you can help each other deliver the mission?
That's a great question. A lot of our funding is state and governmental funding.
Mm-hmm.
So we participate in networks of like agencies. We also receive funding from the Juvenile Welfare Board, who hosts monthly meetings for executives and administrative teams where we can connect. But additionally, we intentionally seek out partners where we can collaborate and meet gap needs. For example, we recently received a grant to fund a program that we had been piloting for free. So we were investing our own resources, but it was an important initiative with the St. Pete Free Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
where we are supporting through counseling services and training and development with their emotional needs, the women who are residing in their shelter for individuals experiencing homelessness. We work very hard to not duplicate efforts.
Right.
And we are certainly, as we have grown, there have been programs that we have stopped doing because someone else is doing that program and really may have greater capacity to focus on that area, much like many of our strengths. We resettle refugees is another one of our areas. So we resettle refugee families in the Tampa Bay region in partnership with a number of entities. And so when folks are looking to support refugee clients, we have a refugee services advisory committee that's comprised of churches and synagogues and, you know, academics and a host of individuals who want to support refugee families and ensure that they have a good transition with their children to the region. And so we host those sessions also quarterly.
That's terrific. Well, we can talk about an opportunity for folks listening to support your organization, an event coming up on the 9th of May. Tell me about the Great Gulf Coast Jewelry Heist at the James Museum. What's going on there?
Well, this is a very, very unique and fun event. We wanted to do an event that's not just for women, but that would outreach to women, because women have demonstrated great capacity to give. They've demonstrated growing wealth, and they control great resources in their own families. And so this event basically is it's a friend raiser. So we're not really earning so much on the ticket price, but we really need folks to come in, and there's jewelry that some of it's been donated that is high quality jewelry, and others that's brand new. And we are also have some men's items as well, but they will be able to bid on jewelry, and the Golden Diamond Source is contributing several pieces of high end jewelry that will be raffled that evening as well. There's a band that will be playing, a nice jazz band, the jazz, which is out of St. Pete. And then we have, we're going to be recognizing Chief Anthony Holloway with our Michael Bernstein Behavioral Health Award. Michael Bernstein was our founding executive director. And annually, we recognize an individual who has contributed greatly to our work in behavioral health. And Chief Holloway has done an amazing job in working with the officers in St. Pete to help them become more trauma-informed, and working with families and recognizing mental health needs. And the mayor is going to be assisting us with that award.
Terrific.
So it's a fun event at the James Museum. Of course, it's new. It's exciting. It's a Western museum. And me having come from the western part of Texas, it just seems like a really fun fit to give it a Western theme, the Great Gulf Coast Jewelry Heist. And so there'll be scavenger hunts and lots of other fun activities and hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and the like.
That's great. It's coming up on the 9th of May. How can people sign up and find out more information about the organization in general?
Well, our website is gcjfcs.org, which stands for Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Services.org. That's a lot to type in, so you can just type in gcjfcs.org. Mm-hmm. They can also just search the Jewelry Heist, the Gulf Coast Jewelry Heist, and it'll pop right up on our website, and they can tool around. Our annual reports are there. There are many other programs that we didn't talk about that we have on that site, and we're just excited to be serving the community in the manner that we've been able to serve for close to 60 years.
Our thanks to Dr. Sandra Bram for joining us in our RadioSt.Pete.com spotlight. Dr. Bram, the president and CEO of Gulf Coast JFCS, inviting you to attend the Great Gulf Coast Jewelry Heist, May 9th, 6 p.m. at the James Museum in downtown St. Petersburg. You can find the event on Google or Facebook, or just visit the Gulf Coast JFCS website.